Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
O'Neal Cruz, his first PNC Park home run of the season. On this Friday before July 4th, Pony minus Mueller, Chris, day two of being a new dad with Ace Mueller. Who is Ace Frehley? Is that a hairband guy?
Kiss.
Kiss? That's right.
Kiss.
That's right.
Come
Jeff's
on.
Jeff's in today.
Kiss.
You think he's named after Ace Frehley?
Or Ventura.
How about Rothstein from Casino?
Ooh.
The Robert De Niro character. Jeff, before we get into anything today, I think you and I need to address the elephant in the room. You and I need to not settle any differences, but we can't have a show today for 4 hours without addressing what happened between us earlier in the week.
Okay.
You sent me a kissy face emoji.
Oh, dude.
You sent me, Steiny, he sent me a kissy face emoji.
And I quickly deleted it.
No, yeah, I still have it on my phone.
But I deleted it. It should be off your phone.
You didn't delete it off anything. I'm looking at,
I just talked to Leslie, and it was at the top of the emoji, and I hit it by mistake, and as soon as I did it, I'm like scrambling to delete it.
You can't take a kissy face emoji back.
Oh, that was bad.
And you never acknowledged it. You just moved on and hoped that I never brought it up.
I sent another emoji, and then, you know, on my phone at least, deleted the other
one.
That's
the second most awkward emoji I've received for someone. Would you like to know the story of the first?
Does it involve an eggplant?
Yes.
I don't know who, but
yeah, I'll tell you who. I was getting ready one night. I think I was doing the sports call, and Pompiani asked me if I could do the showdown on a Sunday. I responded with a yes, and he sent me the eggplant back.
Well, I mean, I've been there.
He sent me an eggplant. So
it's going to be a hell of a showdown. I
got that from you. And I'm like, what is going on here? Is there a joke that I'm missing?
No, it was just, you know.
So you share the kissy faced emojis that's in your repertoire when it comes to maybe your daughter.
No, just Leslie.
Just Leslie. Okay.
Yeah, not daughter. No.
Would she make fun of you for that?
Yes. Yeah, either of them. Yes. Heart emoji, cool.
Yeah. I just saw that. And I'm like, what is...
Where is Jeff right now? I'm like, oh.
We have the NHL insider who is claiming that the Penguins have a handshake deal done with Casey DeSmith later this hour. So stay tuned for that. He's going to update us on the state of negotiations with not just a backup goalie who's never healthy when he needs to be, but also what's going on with Letang and Malkin. Those elephants in the room. But the O'Neal Cruz thing, Jeff, again, last night he hits a home run that has social media buzzing. It has Pirates Twitter. It even has fans that have checked out for a long time peeking back in to see what this guy is doing. I am a mature adult now. And so,
really?
Yes. So I am trying to do a better job of not jumping to conclusions and putting the cart before the proverbial horse. That is one thing I am striving as a host to get better at. I don't want to have these shock jock tendencies come out where we anoint people before they deserve it. Like Mueller in here earlier in the week before he left, his parting shot was that he believes, he has seen enough to think that O'Neal Cruz will have a better Pirates career than Andrew McCutchen. Oh. He's already there.
Oh.
It's taken him 2 weeks to conclude that.
And he hasn't even been here 2 weeks.
O'Neal Cruz will be better than the player that led them out of 20 years of misery and won an MVP award and was the best player on three straight playoff
teams. One of the top
teams.
Top five most important Pirates of all time.
Right. Well, yes. You think?
Yes, absolutely.
Honus Wagner, Roberto Clemente.
Willie Stargell.
Barry Bonds.
Andrew McCutchen.
You don't like the big poison, little poison combo.
I'm not saying
the Wehner brothers
don't do anything for you. I think you can make arguments. You know, Dick Grode, you could. They're players that had great careers.
Dave Parker.
The importance. Yeah, but Parker had Stargell there. Here's this kid from a Florida high school that gets picked number one overall, becomes face of a franchise that just was
everyone had
horrible.
Thrown in the towel on him. I think that you make a good point. But Mueller, see, I'm trying to avoid that.
That speaks to the point where I'm not going to say that anyone's better than Andrew McCutchen.
But let me give you a glimpse into how so many sports fans in this town are seeing these raw skills. He doesn't pass the eye test. It's like he aced it and got into an Ivy League school, got into Harvard. It's like getting to 1600 on the SATs, a perfect score. Would you agree with that? You were at the game last night.
Yep.
He blows you away with your eye test. Would you agree?
Yes, the excitement test.
The force in which he hits a baseball,
yes.
He does everything in an explosive way. Okay?
He
oozes athleticism. So, with that in mind, I posed a question today on Twitter for our listeners. Who has a better chance of succeeding in Pittsburgh? Who will be the better professional athlete? Emphasis on professional in this town. O'Neal Cruz or Kenny Pickett? Well, almost 2,000 votes are in and it's 50-50. It's dead even.
Seriously?
Yes. This is a guy handpicked by the Steelers. Six Lombardies. No losing season since 2003. Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin picked this guy to replace Ben Roethlisberger. And I've got a horde of Pittsburgh sports fans telling me today that this 6'7 freak has an equal chance to exceed the Steelers' handpicked franchise quarterback. Do you see where I'm coming from with people getting way ahead of themselves on Cruz? We've seen Pickett carry a team before. He took a team that had been mediocre for 40 years and got them to the top of the ACC. That's why I'm very confident in him. Plus, I've gotten to know him. But what are certain sports? I'm not trying to curb enthusiasm and tell people that he's going to suck or he's not going to be that good. But I'm just astounded by how many sports fans in this town have already decided that Cruz is going to be a generational player.
So I look at it this way. You're drowning as a sports fan. You're reaching for anything that floats if you're the Pirates. And O'Neal Cruz is like, wow. With the Steelers, you've got options. You got lifeboats. You got life rafts. You got, like, there's no, and it's a horrible analogy, but my point is, O'Neal Cruz, there's nobody else. Like, Brian Reynolds is a really good player. O'Neal Cruz doesn't have anyone he has to battle with. All due respect to Kevin Newman or any of those other guys.
Well, wait a minute, though. They don't even know if he can play shortstop long term.
But he's going to play shortstop now. And if he has success, are they going to move?
You think they'd move Pagero? We're going inside baseball here, but that's So that's a consideration. They've got a big shortstop prospect now.
They've got a lot of middle infielders. Some of them are going to have to be moved at some point because you can't play all of them. You know, whether it's Piguero, whether it's Marcano, whether it's Castillo, whether it's Castro.
He has blown me away with his athleticism. But if for some reason you were checked out or on vacation and you just got back to Pittsburgh and you had completely gone off the grid and you had not watched a single game, you hadn't logged on to Twitter, and you're just hearing about O'Neill Cruz's first blush with the major leagues and his first introduction to the major leagues right now from you and me. We are the conduit of that. We're informing people of what this guy has done. And you just looked up what he's done to this point. He's hitting 212. He's hitting 212. He hit 232 at AAA.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey. Like.
But when he makes contact.
I know. I agree with that. And he is a lot of fun when he runs into one, or he has to leg out a triple or tries to, or he has to, you know, last second make a throw to first base to
from
beat
deep
the runner.
Hole, yeah.
Right. Like, all of those things are eye-popping. But the facts tell me so far that he actually hasn't played that well, at least at one major part of his job, which is hitting.
Hitting for average.
Well,
he's
even
driven
his,
in runs.
Well, his
he's
OP,
hit with power.
His OPS is bad, too. It's under 700. I mean, that's like Hoy Park territory.
All right. I get those numbers, but if you look,
your eyes tell you he's going to
exactly.
be a really good player. But the eyes would have probably told you the same thing at AAA this year, and he didn't put up good numbers.
Not at first, but he started to come on
right.
in the last.
He did.
Few
I
weeks.
Agree with that. And then
much like Brian Reynolds didn't have it in the first month and a half of the season. And
so
now
are
it's
you?
Coming on.
So are you saying that you agree with half of our listeners who think yes, Cruz will have a better career here than Pickett?
I think there's less competition and less. Pickett's got to have things go right for him. He's got to have other guys do their job. For Cruz,
do you
it's
think
basically
Cruz
him
will be
doing
a
his
do
job.
Do you think Cruz will be a multi-time All-Star?
Yes.
Do you think Pickett will be a franchise quarterback, good enough to go to Pro Bowls, maybe win All-Pros, and getting his team deep into the playoffs and maybe even the Super Bowl?
I think he's got a chance to be Pro Bowls, but what's the competition for him?
What do you mean?
To be a Pro Bowl quarterback in the AFC. I mean, look at what he's up against to try to beat out some of those names.
Sure, but Roethlisberger was up against Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
They sucked.
He found a way to win championships. Like, that should be the standard or barometer in which we judge great quarterbacks here. So, in that way, like, I don't know. I get the sense
that
you think Cruz maybe does have a better chance than Pickett.
My point there is that it's going to take Pickett a little bit more time than it could potentially for Cruz because the path is there for Cruz.
Well, why wouldn't the path be there for Pickett?
Because Mitch Trubisky still is there. Mitch Trubisky's their starting quarterback
That's like the Pirates for the first 2 months of the season having Kevin Newman at shortstop instead of
it
Cruz.
It could be. But if Newman would have performed, O'Neill Cruz either would have played another position or wouldn't have been up.
Well, I don't think Kenny Pickett, despite the great fake slide, I don't think he's going to move to wide receiver like Cordell did. So,
no, I don't. I think you're right.
But that, like, you don't actually think there's a chance that Pickett gets blocked by Trubisky, do you?
To start his career? Absolutely.
For how long, though, Jeff?
It depends on both of them.
Well, obviously it depends, but I'm saying, like, do you anticipate Trubisky's going to play well enough to keep this guy on the bench? I don't. I'll answer my own question and give you time to think of yours. I think there's no chance that this guy excels as a quarterback here this year.
I think there's a chance he excels as a quarterback here this year. I do.
To the extent maybe where it's like, regardless of where we drafted this guy, we can't take him out of the lineup, meaning Trubisky?
Maybe I've convinced myself over the time between free agency to the draft and everything that I've read about Trubisky and thought of the upside of the potential and what a cluster Chicago was.
I hate to have dragged Cruz into a conversation that has a negative tone to it, because I am excited to watch the guy play. But sometimes there is more than meets the eye. Mitch Trubisky has better physical tools than Kenny Pickett. That's why he was drafted second, and that's why Pickett was drafted 20th. But games aren't played on the practice field in June in a t-shirt, shorts, and those weird helmets that they were wearing, big Guardian caps.
I agree with you 100% there. Absolutely.
Trubisky should look better in those situations. He's got more God-given talent than Pickett.
Yes, and so should, to Mark Caboli's point mainly, Mason Rudolph.
He'll join us later in the show. Nice tease there,
Mason?
Jeff. No, of course not. He wouldn't come on with me. But Mark will, yeah.
Maybe he's golfing with Colony.
So you really think that despite where they picked him, Trubisky has a chance to play well enough where Pickett has to wait and wait and wait and wait?
If Mitch Trubisky takes the Steelers to the playoffs.
Yep.
Do you then just cast him aside and say, all right, Kenny, it's year two, even though we went to the postseason and maybe won a postseason game for the first time in a while, under this guy, we're just going to get rid of him and put you in?
I think that there's a very small chance of that hypothetical playing out, but if Mitch Trubisky won a playoff game and he was the main reason why, he's under contract for another year, right. I would keep him, yes. But I think pigs flying. That's like Mason Rudolph winning the job out of camp to me. Like, I just don't think any shot of happening.
After 2 years, Kenny Pickett is your starting quarterback for sure. Because either Trubisky...
By that time, he's going to be almost 30, Jeff.
Because either Trubisky will have stunk and they'll have gotten rid of him, or he'll be that good to where he's going to get a big contract somewhere else.
Man.
But I absolutely believe that, especially this season, that Mitch Trubisky...
But if you have a great talent on your hands, which the Pirates think they do with Cruz, even though he's very raw at shortstop, they're letting him play because they think that the upside there is immense. There's so much he can do on a baseball field. You let him sink or swim now. Why wouldn't that same thing apply to Pickett? I think his upside and potential is way better than Trubisky.
Don't you think the talent around Pickett is greater than the talent around O'Neill Cruz? And the expectations around Pickett are much different than they are around O'Neill Cruz from a team standpoint.
But when O'Neill Cruz is in a batter's box, what does the other, what does the rest of the Pirates really have to do with him in those moments?
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. That's why, again, more is in his control than it is with Kenny Pickett. It's about Cruz winning that battle in the batter's box, whereas Kenny could throw the perfect pass, and if it gets dropped or a guy runs the wrong route or he has to run for his life because the protection isn't there, all those factors play into Pickett, where for Cruz, almost every circumstance, it's him against.
All right, let me try asking the question to you this way. Does O'Neill Cruz have a better chance of being the next Andrew McCutcheon, or does Kenny Pickett have a better chance of being the next Ben Roethlisberger?
Wow. I think Pickett has a better chance to be the next Roethlisberger.
Me too.
Because part of that reason is because I hold McCutcheon on such a high level for what he did in the Pirates organization. That's like a huge stairway to climb for anybody.
Well, being the quarterback, though, that ended a Super Bowl drought that extended from 79 to 2005 – is pretty impressive, too. I know he had great defenses and everything else, but still.
I get what you're saying.
that's a longer drought, 79 to 05, than 92 to 2013.
Yeah, but 79 to 05, it's championships. 79 to 92 is there's no championship there.
The Steelers went from not having a quarterback good enough to win a Super Bowl with to winning one, and the Pirates went from having players good enough to make the playoffs.
About team period.
Yeah.
But I think part of the reason I believe in Pickett in that scenario is because the talent around him and the opportunity he has to succeed.
So we're going to have an insider on later in this hour who is saying that the Penguins pretty much have a handshake deal done with Casey DeSmith to come back as their backup goalie. My question is, why? Explain to me why that makes sense, Jeff and people listening. You have a goaltender in Jari who has either not played well or has been hurt in the playoffs. You have DeSmith who has been out the last two playoff runs because of injury. You have no idea with either goaltender if they are good enough to handle the gauntlet that is the Stanley Cup playoffs. Why would you want two guys on your team that are question marks?
So what do you want then as the other goalie? Are you a advocating for Fleury?
I mean, that would be the ideal. That would be the option I would want the most, but knowing that
in a salary cap league and where this team would have to
come back here and take less money because
and be the number two potentially?
Well, but I don't think it would take much. If he had a pretty good regular season and Jari had a bad playoff game or two, he would go in. He might, if he's playing better down the stretch, he might even start the playoff series, I think.
The only question, for the most part, about Jari last year was, how is he going to do in the playoffs? And we never got to see that.
Yeah, but you still need two goalies. Unless you've got Andrei Vasilevsky, which the Penguins don't.
It is an absolute waste of money to bring Marc-Andre Fleury in as a backup quarterback.
What if he takes $2 million a year?
Goalie. He will not take $2 million a year. I think that's a hypothetical.
See, what's funny for me with discussions like that is that I'm not saying that you're wrong, Jeff, but people don't apply that logic to the kid from Upper St. Clair. Trocheck? They're like, oh, well, if the Penguins miss out on Malkin, they'll just bring Vinny Trocheck in here because he wants to play for the Penguins and they'll get a hometown discount on him. Fleury's made a boatload of money. This guy really hasn't cashed in yet.
I think it's more than just the money with Fleury. I think there's a respect factor that goes with that money like Malkin was saying, I'm not going to play for $2 million, and he wants to be a starter.
But what are you saying? You think that the backup goaltending position is not that important?
I think it's
a big, big deal.
I think the backup goaltending position is a person like Casey DeSmith. He's a 30-year-old
man that
can play some good games for you and it's not going to have a big ding on the salary cap.
I would much rather have somebody, though, that has been through the battles. When they went to a cup, you've got Ty Conklin or somebody like that backing up Fleury. You know, when they went to the Eastern Conference Finals and Fleury sucked, they had Vokoun ready to go. I want somebody like that. You know, I want a Braden Holtby or I want a Martin Jones, somebody that's won a cup or gotten damn close, who's going to take backup money. Those are $2 million a year goalies based on what they made last year. I'd much rather pay somebody like that $2 million to start 25 games. And if Jari's hurt or falters, I've got a guy waiting in the wings that actually knows how to win a playoff game, Jeff. DeSmith is turning into the Bo Bennett of goalies when you need him most. He's never available. How does that not scare you off?
Yeah, but these aren't injuries because the guy was out of shape. They're unfortunate injuries that
he's
just happened at those times.
He's almost 30, and we don't know if he can play in the postseason. Well, there you go. Congratulations. Belated happy birthday,
Casey.
He had
a great, like, four periods, or solid four periods in his playoffs.
Yeah, and so did Louis Domingue. And how did that turn out by the end of things?
Now we're talking about different animal there.
I don't know. If they have Jari and DeSmith, to me, that goaltending combo is a league average at best. At best.
I think if their salary cap is in a different position and they're not trying to re-sign two guys that are going to cost them a lot of money, maybe you could have the luxury, but they need all the money they can get.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. If you want, you can tweet us at 93.7TheFan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. The insider who broke the news on DeSmith and has more to say on Letang and Malkin coming your way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.